state your name for the record?
My name is Catherine Vasquez.
Okay, and you can verify that the person that we're that we're dealing with is Mr. Robert Payton?
Yes.
Okay, and there's some forms you're going to send in as well?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you for your time. We'll talk to Mr. Payton next. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Payton?
I'm here.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, we've had, my name is Robert Hicks. I'm the special magistrate presiding over these hearings. We've had the notary confirm your identity, so we will proceed with these, with the hearings. I'm going to read a short overview about the hearings. The special magistrate is an independent, impartial, and unbiased hearing officer. The special magistrate does not work for the property appraiser or tax collector, is independent of the property appraiser and tax collector, and is not influenced by the property appraiser or the tax collector. The hearing will be conducted in an orderly, fair, and unbiased manner. The law does not allow the special magistrate to review any evidence unless it is presented on the record or on the record at the hearing or presented upon agreement of the parties while the record is open. The law requires a special magistrate to evaluate the relevance and credibility of the evidence in deciding the results of this petition, of these petitions. Actually, we're here today for on several petitions numbered 21-96 through 21-115, with the exception of 21-102, which I believe has been withdrawn.
That's correct.
Okay, so with that, I'm going to make a statement that these appear to be related type properties, so in the interest of time, we will incorporate relevant testimony given in any one of these hearings to the entire bunch so that we don't have to keep repeating ourselves over and over today. So with that, I'm going to swear everybody in. If you could raise your right hand, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
I do.
I do.
Bob Payton Ryan, yes, I do.
Okay. And then if you, so could you just identify, is Robert Payton is for the petitioner? Could the property appraiser identify themselves for the record?
Sarah Beyer with the property appraiser's office.
Freddie Blackburn with the property appraiser's office.
All right, perfect. All right, with that, I guess we'll get started on these. I have packages provided by the petitioner in front of me for all of these petitions. I'm going to mark these individually per hearing as PET1 in each case. And as we go through the day, the property appraiser will provide me with evidence, which will be marked as PAOA in each case, unless they have something else in addition to that. So with that, I guess we'll get started on the first one.
I have one question before we get started.
Yes, sir.
I didn't catch your last name.
My name is Robert Hicks, H-I-C-K-S.
Got you. Thank you very much, Mr. Hicks.
Yes, sir. Okay, so the first one will be 21-096, which is key number 582-694. And if the property appraiser could confirm the values for the record.
The just value, assessed value, I apologize, let me restart. The just value is $163,898. The assessed and taxable value are the same at $159,884. The subject property is a single family residence located in Spring Hill Unit 16. It last sold in 2016 for $102,000. But if the magistrate would entertain me just real quick, I've got an Exhibit A attached to the front before we go further into that petition.
Okay.
Again, this is kind of like blanketed for the whole petitions moving forward today.
Okay.
It's basically
so
our supporting
document will be, you don't have copies of each one. I just put this in as for each of them?
That's correct, yes, sir.
Okay. All right, thank you.
So I got, again, supporting documents. Basically shows how we calculate the adjusted square foot. And the percentages to that are on the second page to that. The auxiliary adjustment to base. And that is derived by our Marshall Swift cost manual percentages and put into our CAMA system. The next one's our neighborhood codes. Just kind of give you an idea where the neighborhood codes and a description of that. Also with that, our land codes, typically in residential, the land code 01, 02, and 03 are most commonly used. 01 is residential, 02 is waterfront, and 03 is golf course frontage properties. And then we have structure type codes. Again, typically for the residential, we'll be using the 01 single family residence today. There's no manufactured structures in today's petitions. And then we have 13 pages of our 8 criterias and all the legal descriptions that are, someone describes a bell-shaped curve and the 15 cost of 15% or 85% cost of sale. And also with that would be our Department of Revenue sheet that we were at 15% adjustment per strata. And then the last page is our Florida Department of Revenue property tax oversight level of assessment at that point in time. And
okay, I will mark this as exhibit PAOB, and it'll be attached to each of the record for each of the petitions.
Back to petition 096. The property is located at 12271 Legend Street. Pages 1, 2, and 3 are the subject's property record card. Page 4 is our vacant land synopsis. The vacant land synopsis being provided to help support our cost approach on our property record cards. Page 5 are all the vacant land sales within the Spring Hill Unit 16 or neighborhood 51160. They are assessed at the weighted mean at the very bottom that's highlighted is at 84.70%. So in essence, the weighted mean is showing that we're just values are at 84.7% of the sale price. So this is the property appraiser's 15% cost of sale consideration. Page 6 are the 7 vacant lot sales to support our land values for cost approach. The weighted means at 86.85%. The rates range from $1.20 to $1.80 a square foot. Basically, this is providing that the range from $1.20 to $1.80 is market evidence being presented that the subject's land rate of $1.25 falls within that range. Page 7 is the vacant land area map. Pages 8 through 17 are the property record cards of those vacant land sales. Next would be our improved property as synopsis. pages 18 through 23 are all the property sales within neighborhood 5160 or Spring Hill Unit 16. There were 115 property sales. This strata is being assessed at 86.95% weighted mean, has a square foot rate meeting of $91.51, and subjects that's being assessed at $74.68 per adjusted square foot. Out of these 115 property sales within that neighborhood, page 24 reflects the four that are most relative to the subject property. As you read across the top of the subject, subject's base square foot is 1,940 square feet of gross living area. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath on a 10,000 square foot lot. Has a $2,598 feature value. In essence, no swimming pool on the property. It was year built 2002, effective year of 2004. Has an adjusted square foot of $2,160, or 2,160 adjusted square feet, 2,340 total square feet. And its just value again is $163,898 or $74.68 per adjusted square foot.
What page?
I'm sorry,
page 24.
Yes, sir.
Oh, got it. Okay, thank you.
Comparable one has a 2,035 gross living area. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, sitting on 10,310 square foot lot. Year built 2005, effective year 2006. Adjusted square feet of 2,291 adjusted square feet. It sold for $207,000 in June of 2020. Comp 2, 1,864 gross living areas, three bedroom, two baths, sitting on 10,000 square foot lot. Year built 1998, effective year 2006. Sold $180,000 in June of 2020. Comp 3, gross living area of 1,803. Sitting on 10,000 square foot lot, year built 2000. Effective year 2002, sold October 2020 for $212,500. Comp 4 has a gross living area of 1,974 square feet. It's a three bedroom, two bath, sitting on 11,259 square foot lot. Year built 2005, effective year 2005. Adjusted square feet of 2,223. Sold December 2020 for $202,100. The weighted mean on these four property sales are at 88.63%, with a square foot rate median of $88.54. The subject is being assessed at $74.68 per adjusted square foot. This evidence today is being provided to support the 2021 value is not overstated. The highest and best use of this property is single family residence. And the income approach was considered but not developed due to the lack of sufficient rental income and expense data to develop a credible opinion of value. Page 25 is our aerial map, and beyond that are the property record cards of these four comparables used today. That completes the property appraisers packet.
Okay. We'll have the petitioner describe their package. I have it here.
Yeah,
I don't have it here. Just a second. We have 96. Top one here is 97.
Yeah.
Top one is 97, is that going to be? No, I'm not sorry. Yikes, I'm already pulled it out. Sorry about that. All right, I have... Mr. Payton, I have your package here, so if you'd like to describe that.
Yeah, all of our packages are very, very similar. The first two pages are basically introductory information on the subject property, the owner, address, Of note on the first page is the current market value, in this case, $163,898, with our value estimate, our taxpayer value, which is $150,200 in this case. And then there's just in the bottom of the page one is contact information for me, okay, for Ryan. Second page is kind of more introductory information, evidence exchange information, stuff like that. Any questions on any of that?
No.
Okay. The meat of it starts on page three. We have our grid, subject property on the left, and we have four comps in this case. I'll note that all four comps are in the subject neighborhood, all within about two-fifths of a mile of the subject property, all within a half mile. All qualified sales, sale qualification code 01. All 2020 sales, sale pricing range from $137,000 to $199,000. I'm not going to go through all individual comps and go through all adjustments. You can see in this case, we make adjustments for lot size if required. It looks like in this case, comp number three, we have a nominal lot size adjustment there. In this case, we're only selecting comps with the same improvement quality average, construction class, reinforced concrete. We also have effective year built, actually year built and effective year built. We'll only make any adjustments if the effective year built is more than 3 years different than the subject property. In this case, only comp two was have a little bit newer effective year built, so we have an adjustment there for that. We also make adjusted area adjustments. In this case, it looks like all comps have an adjustment except for comp number two. It's the only one that doesn't. We're making them at $30 per square foot in this case. After all adjustments, including cost of sale, and I just want to point out, you know, we show gross and net adjustments near the bottom of the grid, and then we have an adjusted sale price before the cost of sale adjustment. And then we're showing you the cost of sale adjustment on the second to bottom line is our 50% cost of sale adjustment. And then we're showing you a cost of sale adjusted sale price on the bottom of the grid for each of the comps. And then below that, we actually have a kind of a summary statistics box. We're showing you the minimum, maximum, the range, the average, and the median of the sale price per square foot, adjusted sale prices, and most importantly, the cost of sale adjusted sale prices. In this case, after all adjustments, our cost of sale adjusted sale price range is from $112,450 to $166,500, the median being $150,150, and that is what our value estimate is based on, the median cost of sale adjusted sale price. And we actually take that number and round it to the nearest $100. So in this case, it's $150,000, $200. And that's really all I had, unless you have any, on the last page we have an aerial map showing the location of the subject in all four comps. You can see they're all very proximate, all within a half mile. And I think all reasonably similar to the subject and supporting a reduction. And that's really all I have, unless you have any questions.
Okay. So there's no, you don't have any photographs of these?
No photographs.
Is the subject of this property rented?
Almost all of our properties, so our clients are rented, yeah.
Okay, do you have any income analysis based on that?
No, we don't have any income analysis.
And no cost?
No cost. Sales comparison is, you know, always most relevant for a single family.
Okay. Property appraiser, do you have any rebuttal?
Yes, sir.
Okay, can you describe this?
Starting in the highlighted yellow, it says PA's market value as of January 21, sell price under it. Basically, using their methodology, they would be assessed at a total square foot of $70.04. Reason why I say that is their line item for total adjusted area, $30 a square foot. Based on our records, that looks to be the total square foot under roof. It's not the adjusted square foot that the property appraiser tends to use, or the gross living area or base living. It's everything underneath that roof. The second thing I'd like to note about their process or methodology is they took the sell price from comp one at the very bottom, I guess would be $112,450, and divided it by the subject's total square foot, as you can see in the red box, of 2,340. That determines that, or that calcs out to be $48.05, which is in that red box underneath comp one. And that process is carried through to comp two, so you sell price at the bottom of $143,600 divided by that $2,340, calculates to $61.37, and so forth. The blue box that that we have added to their evidence is actually taking the sell price by the comp one's total square foot and redid the calculations. Basically, at the end of the day, at the very bottom, they range from $48.05 to $68.65 per total square foot. The blue range is $45 to 59 cents to $61.68. Based on their methodology, again, I don't know if total square foot is a good way to calculate how much a house is per square foot at the end of the day. But by their methodology, yes, sir. They're being $70.04, and the range is, at the top end would be $68.65 or $61.68.
Okay. So are they applying that to the total of the subject?
Yes, sir. The red box is the comp one, comp two, comp three sell or adjusted sell price divided by the subject's size.
Petitioner, did you consider these on a whole dollar basis or price per foot?
No, this is on a whole dollar basis. We're not doing this by price per square foot at all. Okay. We're making adjustments. Once you make adjustments, price per square foot, it's just really not that relevant. That's why they don't do it in real appraisals.
Right.
I mean, you can actually make it relevant, and I could argue that, but I don't. In fact, I used to put it in this grid, but I took it out. We're not doing, this is not a statistical analysis just based on price per square foot.
Right.
This is where I'm doing dollar value adjustments and such. And I honestly can't, I'm not seeing what they're talking about. I guess you have some other marked up evidence that I
presented as rebuttal evidence to your grid.
Yeah, I really don't know what they're talking about. But they're saying they have boxes around things. I can't see that. I do want to comment on the total adjusted area. All of our data, not just that, but all of the data in our grids comes from the Florida Department of Revenue data, which I believe is provided to the Florida DOR by the property appraiser. I believe, I could be wrong, but I think that's where they get it from. And the only building area we have in that data is labeled as total adjusted area. But I can see from their grid that this is actually a total square footage of the building. I'm just telling you what our data comes from, and we're reporting what our data source says.
So you don't get your data. You don't get your sizes from the from the property appraiser's website?
No. We get this from Florida DOR. It's all publicly, freely available there.
Right.
And I'm It's what we really want to do. This is actually the first year we've ever gotten it there. We typically use CoreLogic. In the past we used CoreLogic. This year we did something a little bit different, and I admittedly, it's not as good as what we've done in the past, to be honest with you. I wish we had living area. If we had living area, we'd do all this based on living area,
right,
not adjusted for the total area. But we don't have living area in this data source that we use.
Well, again, but it's on public, it's public record. That information that can be found in public record.
Understood. I know.
Okay.
And then the second page that we have is we just put those properties in the CAMA system to run a CAMA system sales report.
These are the properties the petitioner used?
Yes, sir. These are the properties that the petitioner used. Again, they did all sell the in 2020. You got March 20, July 20. I mean, yes, they're all sold. But at the end of the day, their weighted mean is 99.36% with a square foot rate median of $80.19 per adjusted square foot, and the subject is being assessed at $74.68 per adjusted square foot.
Is this the right, am I looking at the right thing?
This
says, is the total just value of all of them added together? This box right here is $827,000. What's that?
Those are just values within that whole.
Oh, all added together, summary?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. So basically what we have here is two sets of sales. Let me ask the property appraiser, petitioner, I'm sorry, do you have rebuttal?
I do.
Okay.
I do. In this case, in all cases, actually, the property appraiser isn't making any adjustments for any differences for anything. It's a pure statistical analysis. I mean, that's fine in mass appraisal, but at this point, I feel like they should be doing a little bit more than that. I'm completely honest with you. In this case, their analysis, the sales they selected, they do support their value. Again, not making any adjustments. It's just based on price of their square foot rate median, $88.54. If you apply cost of sale adjustment to that, a 15% that yields $75.26 per square foot, which is above their $74.68 per square foot. So in this case, their selected sales do support their value, no doubt about it. I have the different set of sales. They're not making adjustments. I have a different set of sales where I am making adjustments, and I believe all of them support a reduction based on the adjusted sale prices. And I guess the only other thing I wanted to mention is that the property appraiser only has one sale that's within, his sale number two is 0.2 mile away. All the other two sales are 0.75 mile and 1 mile away. All of my sales are within 0.25 mile, within 0.5 mile. So, I don't know. Unless there's something wrong with those proximate sales I selected, I'm not sure why the property appraiser didn't select them. They're all a lot more proximate.
Yeah.
All the, they have one that's, very proximate. No problem with that. But.
So your adjustments were based on what now? Your adjustments were based on size.
On all of our analysis, we're only going to make three different adjustments if it's warranted, and that's a lot adjustment, lot size, effective year built, and a total adjusted area adjustment.
How do you determine the effect of your bill?
There are estimates of market reaction. We do a little bit of analysis on the the cost, the actually depreciated cost of the improvement. And we
why didn't you provide that? If you did that analysis, why didn't you provide that in the package?
It's not really, is it? I mean, $30 a square foot, is that unreasonable? I mean, it might be a little low, but actually or not.
No, I guess I'm asking about, you said you've made adjustments for effective age. I'm asking, you said you based the effective age on what?
All of our adjustments are based on, we look at all of the comps, look at the lot values of the comps, the improvement value of the comps, and we just do some number crunching on it and see what the price per square foot is. And we basically use 50% of that for the total adjusted area. And I don't remember exactly how we do the effective year build, but they're estimates of market reaction. I'm not saying, we didn't do any kind of paired sales analysis or, regression analysis or anything like that. They're estimates of market reaction. And, we think they're reasonable.
Have you seen these properties?
No, sir.
So you don't know the condition. I mean, you marked average on these, but do you know that that's a fact?
Well, that's according to our data source, which is used to be CoreLogic. They're now Florida DOR, and I think that was provided by the property appraiser.
Okay.
All data you see in our grid comes from Florida DOR, which I believe was provided by the property appraiser.
Right. Problem. So, do you have any rebuttal on the sales that they chose, other than distance?
They look like they're
still in the same neighborhood.
I'm not saying they're not. I'm just saying there were some, at least according to our sales that we presented, there's some that I think are just as reasonably comparable as the ones they did, but that are more proximate. So I'm just kind of wondering why those were bypassed.
Right.
That's basically where the property appraiser had on pages 18 through 23 are all the property sales within 5160. There was 115 property sales, qualified arm's length transaction sales within that community. And these properties that we were selected were most relative in age of the property. As you can see, the sales report is run by year built to try to narrow the search grid for these properties, comparable sales. And then from there, we looked at properties that didn't have swimming pools that were similar in size. Again, we looked at the adjusted square foot, which is the property appraiser's use of in the mass appraisal system. Then we went from there down to base square feet to bedroom, bathroom counts. We didn't make any adjustments because we felt as best we could, they were most relative within range, with a base square foot within 200 plus or minus square feet, the adjusted square foot plus or minus 200 square feet. Anything beyond that, I would agree, you probably would need to start making adjustments for them. But again, the property appraiser selected sales that were most relative to the subject, and we did not make any adjustments. Now, in our CAMA system, obviously, we do make adjustments for and this is CAMA derived values. We do have a depreciation schedule, and that's on our property record card. You'll see the replacement cost new. That is properties being assessed at. So I believe our system is set up like 1% a year. We adjust land for land sizes in our CAMA system. So we are making adjustments in our CAMA system. And that can be found on our property record cards. The land adjustments can be found there. If there's any size or location adjustments, they're all located on our property record. That's the reason why we furnish the property record cards to further detail our sales analysis here, CAMA-derived sales analysis.
Okay. Again, when we have two sets of sales, the property appraiser appears to have provided more evidence, has photographs, has cost analysis. It's really the burden of the petitioner to overcome that, not just provide more sales. I mean, there's probably even higher sales in here that could have been put in here too, but. I guess I need to understand why the sales they use are not applicable to the subject.
Are you asking me, or you're asking?
Yeah, I'm asking you because I mean I don't have any, I don't know, I don't have anything but a map.
And so you want to know why mine aren't applicable to the subject? Is that what you asked?
I want to know why his are. Yeah, I want to know why his are not applicable and your are. Why do you think his are not right?
I told you what I told. I'll repeat it. I mean, I think I presented sales. I'm not saying his aren't applicable. I'm saying I presented ones that I think are just as applicable, that are a lot more proximate. I mean, he talked about actual year built, effective year built. I mean, if you look at my sales, they're right there too. They're the same. We're basing on total adjusted area instead of. I guess I'm not sure what they're selecting based on which kind of area here. At least I know they're doing their number crunching based on adjusted square footage. But, based on total adjusted area, we're pretty tiny. I mean, not all are perfect. There's a couple that are 12% larger, and we've adjusted for that.
Right.
I think they're pretty darn relevant sales. Unless there's something. I mean, I do know one is low compared to the other. Sale one's a bit low compared to my other three. I mean, even if you throw that out and then use the new median, which would be 156,700, comp number three, it still supports a little, a nominal reduction. I'm not saying property appraisers aren't relevant. I'm just saying mine are just as relevant, I think. And I've made adjustments for them, and, I don't know, that's not much else to say.
Right.
I mean, it's...
How does the property appraiser determine the condition of these properties? Do they do inspections?
Yes, sir. We're required by Department of Revenue to come out on sales reviews. So anytime a property is exchanges hands from one owner to another, we go out and collect sales data from the owner or off our website or off the World Wide Web or MLS listings, etc., about the condition of the property. We also go out on permit reviews. Anytime a permit's finalized by the building department. But the big thing is, I guess, is every 5 years by Florida statute, we have to put feet around that property, check out the condition of the property, and also not only the condition of the property is who's residing in it. There's a group of things that we're looking for while we're out there doing our field inspections.
Okay. And a petitioner, you're relying on third-party data to understand what the condition is?
Correct.
Okay.
Which, from my understanding, comes from the property appraiser. I think the question to ask is, the property appraiser, why are my sales not relevant? Why were they? I guess I'm sure they'd say that they think theirs are better, but I don't know. I don't see, unless somebody says something, I don't see anything wrong with what we selected.
Right. But again, you're shifting the burden of proof to them. I think the statute requires the petitioner to. Show.
Well, I have analysis, I think, with four good sales here that shows the reductions are warranted.
Okay.
I mean, that's...
All right. Okay, anything further on this one from either side?
No, sir.
No, sir.
All right. Okay, I guess we will move on to petition number 21-097, key number 282125. Does the property appraiser have evidence for that? Thank you. We'll mark this as Exhibit A. If you'd like to describe the property and explain how you made your assessment.
Yes, sir. The petition 097, key number 282125. The just value of the property is $183,004. The assessed and taxable value are at $163,770. The property is located at 2244 Rio Circle in Spring Hill Unit 19, or subdivision or neighborhood code 5090. The property last, the single family resident last sold in 2016 for $130,000. Pages 1, 2, and 3 are the property record cards for the subject. The subject is a detached single-family residence. Has a lot size of 14,283 square feet. The home was built in 1992 with the effective year of 1999. Has a living area of 1,757 square feet. Has 2,118 adjusted square feet. 2,462 total square feet on the roof. There's no swimming pool included in the exterior features of this property. The subject's market value, again, is $183,004 or $84.79 per adjusted square foot. Page 4 is our vacant land synopsis. Again, vacant lands being provided to help support our cost approach located on our property record card. Page 5 and 6, you'll see all the vacant land sales within neighborhood 5090. There were 17 vacant land sales. The weighted mean is at 84.87%. Page 7 are the comparables of vacant lots used to in this analysis, and they are weighted mean is $84, or the weighted mean is 84.92%, and the rates range from $1.07 to $2.01, and again the subject's land rate is $1.34. So this basically supports our land value and our cost approach. Pages 9 through 16 are the property record cards for those vacant lands. Moving to page 17. Page 17 through 24 are all the improved property sales within neighborhood code 5090. As you see on page 23, there were a total of 135 property sales. They are being assessed, or the weighted mean is at 86.96%, which is the property appraiser's consideration for the cost of sale. The square foot median of these properties are $90.61 per adjusted square foot. The subject is being assessed at $84.79 per adjusted square foot. Page 24 are the comparables that the property appraiser selected out of those 135 property sales within the neighborhood. These five sales have a weighted mean of 85.03%, square foot rate median of $77.27 per adjusted square foot. Again, the subject's being assessed at $84.79 per adjusted square foot. The sales rate range from $72.23 to $104.08 per adjusted square foot. The subject falls within the range of sales. Do you see the subject at the top? The subject has 1,757 square feet of gross living area. It's a three bedroom, two bath. Comp 1 living area 1747, three bedroom, two bath. Comp 2 1776 gross living area, three bedroom, two bath. Comp 3 1740 gross living, three bedroom, two bath. Comp 4 1865 gross living, three bedroom, two bath. Comp 5 again, 1714 gross living, three bedroom, two bath. None of these properties have swimming pools. They're all size around 10,000 square foot lot size up to 13,757. The subject lot is 14,283. So if anything, those lots will be inferior for the majority. Subjects year built 1992. These selected were from year built 1988 to 1990. With the subject's effective age is 1999. These properties range from 1993 to 1997. Again, I would say inferior to the subject. No adjustments made. Adjusted square foot of the subject properties 2,118. These properties selected have an adjusted square foot range from 2,023 to 2,257. Anyway, this next page is 25, the area map. And then the property record cards beyond that to help further any questions if need be. That rest of the property appraisers packet.
Okay. Petitioner, I have a package here. I'll mark as PT1. You'd like to describe it?
Sure. I'm going to skip right down to page three this time to our sales grid. We're presenting six sales, all in the subject's market area. We're within a half mile again, all six sales. All qualified, sales qualification 01, all 2020 sales. Some, April to looks like November 2020. Sale prices range from $150,000 to $205,000. Looks like we got no lot size adjustments. Just so you know, we would only make a lot size adjustment if it was more than one-third larger or smaller than the subject property. All of them are within that. All same improvement quality, all same construction class. Actual year built and effective year built, all reasonably similar to the subject. We do have, looks like, four of them required an upward effective year built adjustment. Again, it's got to be more than 3-year difference for us to make an adjustment there. Total adjusted area, looks like we have a few or four out of the six that required, again, an upward adjustment for the total adjusted area. A couple of them didn't require an adjustment. After all adjustments, including cost of sale, we're coming in at a range between $139,250 and $184,750. The median being $159,225, so our value estimate is $159,200.
Okay.
And then you can see the location map on the last page, area map.
Let me ask just a question about the age adjustment, the $1,500 per year, you're saying?
Yes.
Because I've typically seen that done based on an age life method. So if these houses are all around 150, 200,000, say one's 175,000.
I would have loved to have done this just like I did when I used to do appraising, but we kind of lack the data required to do all that. Again, we do some number crunching, and we try to make it.
You know what the current year is, and you know what the year built is. So.
But I got to know values and everything. Believe me, I don't have everything I needed to do this. But I think what we're doing, I think it's reasonable. I don't think it's that unreasonable. $1,500 per year, I think.
All right. Well, I'm going to divide $1,500 into 175. That's 116 year life of a house. It might be understating. Those age adjustments is what I'm trying to say.
You say understanding?
Yeah.
Could be.
I mean, you're using older sales, and understating age adjustments would have an impact of lowering the value.
Again, all of our adjustments they're for effective year bill, not for actual year bill. We're not making any actual year bill adjustments, just effective year bill.
Okay, but you're only using $1,500 a year, and if the value of the property is averages $175, that would be 116 year life. I don't think that these homes last that long.
Okay.
All right. I just was noting that. I mean, I'm just, my concern is some of these adjustments, you know, there's no support for these adjustments, and then.
I'm telling you, they're estimates of market reaction, and you can, you know, make your judgment whether they're sufficient or not.
Okay.
And this, you know, sometimes we're going to be making downward adjustments. In this case, it's all upward. No thought has gone into that to make it in our favor completely.
Right. And again, looking at your range, the range is I guess 150 to 205, and the assessment's within that range.
Well, that's, you're looking at sales from. I'm looking at cost of sale adjusted sale price. From 139,250 to 184,750.
Okay, and the assessment is 183,04.
So we have one. Our comp number six actually supports their value. The other five comps support a reduction.
Okay.
In my opinion.
All right. Property appraiser, do you have any rebuttal?
Yes, sir. Well, I took your job.
Oh yeah, we gave him.
Again, you've provided the same analysis as before. I don't know if you have to go through the whole thing again.
Yes, sir. Basically, using their methodology, they're saying the PA market value of $183,000 is at $7,433, and again, you had stated that they fall within that range. We agree that basically the if both ways in the red or blue, they fall within the range, and again, property appraiser CAMA system derived sales analysis of these comparables have a weighted mean of 88.37%. So again, what that is stating is that the just values or total versus sell price are at 88.37%. Subject properties at $84.79 per adjusted square foot, and the square foot rate median of these of the petitioner sales are 87.27.
Right. Do you have any knowledge of these six sales that they use, or comments about their sales data, other than the analysis? Whether these are appropriate or inappropriate or similar, or
the absolutely, I can go into that. Yes, sir. The You have the
I mean there's on their per, they're stating these are all qualified sales, these are all average quality.
Absolutely. They're, yeah, basically looking at them, yes sir, they are all 2020 sales. They're similar in age. There's three of them that have swimming pools, but again, yes, sir. No problem with their sales.
So I guess the petitioner's asking why weren't these considered in your analysis if they're appropriate?
Break it down. Is again, I'll go back to all the sales within that neighborhood. Page 17 through.
Right.
23, and you've got. Ran a sales report by year built to get to narrow the search for comparable sales.
Right.
And again, I'm looking at homes that are within plus 100, 200 square foot of living, also 100, 200 plus or minus adjusted square foot, no swimming pools, real close. So I feel like our sales are more relative in comparison as far as size of the property and gross living area and an adjusted square foot land. Year built, typically we're looking at the range for year built plus or minus 5 years is what we're trying to stick with here.
Okay. Petitioner, do you have any comment about that? That they're selected from the neighborhood, the ones that are the most similar? So to minimize adjustments?
I'm not saying there aren't somewhere. I'm saying there was, you know, some more prior actually rebutted in this case. But yeah, we have more proximate sales. They have two sales that are nice and proximate. They're comp 1 and 4 from their map are obviously very close and within all of our sales. The other three are a bit distant. I just want to also touch on the swimming pool issue. He said three of our comps have swimming pool.
Yeah.
We honestly don't even have that information in our data source. Believe me, we wanted to include that information.
I'll let you finish. Go ahead.
I was going to say, we did check, in all these cases I'm presenting today, none of the subject properties had a pool. And he said that, you know, three of my comps do have pools. Well, they're going to require downward adjustments, so that would just be supporting our reduction even more. So I'm not that concerned about that. Is it time for me to rebut their evidence?
Yes, sir.
Okay. In this case, I mean, their own analysis, I mean, based on their weighted mean of their sales and their square foot rate median, both with a cost of sale adjustment applied, the square foot rate median with no cost of sale adjustment applied, a 77.27 supports a reduction. If you apply cost of sale adjustment to that, to 72.27 times 0.85, it equates to 65.58. Supports a huge reduction. And based on their weighted mean, 85.03, that without adjustment does support the value. But once you apply cost of sale to it, it equates to 72.28 per square foot, supporting a very significant reduction, but just based on their sales.
These averages, the mean and median that you have on this chart, is that after adjustment?
Yes, sir.
Is that the sale price?
If you look at the total just value, which is $794,078.
Has everybody on page 23? Is that what we're talking about?
I'm on page 24.
24.
I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I did make a mistake. My bad. Forget about the weighted mean. Just look at the square foot rate median. The 77.27 times, with a cost of sale adjustment applied, equates to 65.58. I'm sorry I mentioned the weighted mean. That's my mistake. I shouldn't have mentioned that.
But my question is that $77, is that of the sale? That's the average per square foot of the sale price, or is that already? Because you have this weighted mean. You have this.
The weighted mean is the median of these five comparables that were selected by the property appraiser. But they range, as you can see up by the rate, underneath the rate column, they rate range from $72.23 to $104.08 per adjusted square foot. So again, that $84.79 falls within the range of sales provided.
So just so I can figure the math out. So let's say the first one, number one, $165,000 is the price. Dividing that by the ASQFT, right?
Not exactly. If you let me back you up just a little bit.
Okay.
So the sale price, we're using the adjusted sale price to get our rate, and I'll elaborate. So the sale price minus features. So over underneath the feature column is $2,259. You would subtract that to get your adjusted sale price.
Okay.
That adjusted sale price now divided by your adjusted square foot. The reason why we back out features, if we did have like on the previous petition, they had the swimming pools. Well, not all homes have swimming pools, have fireplaces, outdoor generators, whatnot. So we back out features in our analysis, and then we take the adjusted square foot of the adjusted sale price, which is basically less feature values, divided by the adjusted square foot to get the rate.
Okay.
And then once we get done, we add the features back into it. Again, for swimming pools, they may have, some people have elaborate patios, and where other ones may not, et cetera.
Okay, so this mean shown here, the square foot mean is $85.86 is prior to the 15% adjustment, correct?
That is showing you exactly what it is here. That mean and median would be based on the sales data of the sale price. What the weighted mean is showing you is just our just value total divided by the sell price total to show you that we're at 85.03%. We're assessing at 85% on this particular model sales grid.
But if I take that mean and I take 15% off that, that's 72.98. Right?
Yes, sir.
And then I would take the size of the subject, which is 21.18.
Yes, sir.
And add back in the features.
Yes, sir.
Be 156.836. Am I doing that wrong or right? Or
no, if you take $77.27
no,
and
I took 85.
Or I'm sorry, 85.86 the mean and times it by 85%. If you want to do the cost of sale, typically our strata, which is the first group of pages that I had sent or had mentioned in our analysis. What was it, 17 through 24, or 17 through 23, is the cell strata that we have to present to Department of Revenue. Once okay. We pull cells out of it, I mean, that's your call if you want to consider.
I mean, for the hearing today, then you're using these five cells as support for the value, right?
Yes, sir.
And so however you reconcile these sales, I mean, if you reconcile them with the mean, and it's $85, and then you have to account for the eighth criteria of 15% off of that, right?
But so the weighted mean of 85.3% wouldn't be supportive of the eighth criteria?
Well, it would. I don't know what.
Basically, if you took the just values of these sale prices, which is $794,078. Divided by the total square sale price of $93,900. So we're kind of assessing these properties.
Well, if I do that, so you're saying $794,078 is the just values, which are assigned, which you guys assign, right? But
that's our.
Divide that by five sales, that's $158,815.
$794,078 divided by the total sell price of $933,900 is 85.3%.
Okay.
So, but yes,
sir. That's just indication that on these five sales that you have assessed those at 85%.
Right.
But on your per square foot mean on the over here, that's the mean of the sale prices, not the just value prices.
Correct.
So that hasn't been treated with the 15% adjustment yet.
The square foot rate median in this particular case would not. It's just reflecting our
median. Yeah, the median and the mean are both based on column sale price, which is that's the actual sale price of the property, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if it's $85.86 is the average sale price, then you have to make an adjustment, a 15% adjustment for the cost of sale, which you can either multiply 85.86 times the size and add in the features, which is probably the right way to do it, or take 15% of that. But
Well, again, I think what we're trying to present here is that we've considered the cost of sale. I didn't know we had to apply it in all, off every sale. I thought it was a bell-shaped curve, but again, however you want to calculate is fine.
It's got to be considered in your analysis of the subject, right?
Right, and I guess that's where our weighted mean is coming into play. Again, it's however you see fit. Yes, sir.
I'm just trying to I'm just trying to understand what the calculations were.
Yes, sir. But you know, you're right. If you took the square foot rate, median or mean, however, which whichever you want to use, and
I mean,
times it by 85% and use that.
This line, these two numbers on the right hand corner, 77.27 and 85.86, are not adjusted for cost of sale.
No, sir. They are not.
Okay, so that probably needs to happen.
Okay.
And that's exactly what I was doing. So if I did it to the I did it to the median, but then I went and did it to the weighted mean, which is a mistake. I should have done it to the square foot rate simple mean, which is what I should have done. I messed up on that one. That's kind of my old point here. Okay. Just so everybody knows, since there's nobody saying anything in the book, I mean, a lot, I do this in many, many counties across Florida. Some property appraisers will consider cost of sale right in their petition defense, and some won't. I don't know. I think they all should.
Yes, I also serve in seven counties myself, so I see how that different people handle it differently.
Yeah, they all do it differently.
It needs to be handled, at least. I mean, it needs to be handled, addressed.
Yes. Agreed.
All right.
Go ahead.
Anything further on this one? Anything further from the property appraiser?
No.
No. Okay. No. And petitioner, do you have anything further on number 97?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Let's move to number 98. This is where's my sheet? Here it is. Petition number 21-098. The key number is 448-322. Property appraiser, do you have evidence?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. If you could confirm the values for the record and describe the property and explain how you made your assessment.
Yes, sir. Petition number 098, key number 448322, has a just value of $137,604. The assessed and taxable value are both the same at $134,753. The subject is a detached single-family residence located at 3059 Clewiston Street, which is located in neighborhood 5090. The property last sold June 2017 for $127,000, having a lot size 10,000 square feet. The home was built in 1986 and has an effective year of 1986. Has a living area of 1,611 square feet, 2,023 adjusted square feet, 2,395 total square feet on the roof. There's no swimming pool included in the exterior features. The subject's being assessed at $66.54 per adjusted square foot. Pages 1, 2, and 3 is the subject property record card. Page 4 is our vacant land synopsis. Page 5 and 6, you'll see the 17 total vacant land sales within 5090. page 7, are the 5 comparable vacant lot sales used to support our cost approach located on our property record cards. Page 8 is the area map of those vacant land sales. Pages 9 through 18 are the property record cards for those vacant land sales. Moving to page 19 through 25 are all the improved property sales within that neighborhood 5090. There were 135 property sales. They have a weighted mean of 86.96, square foot rate median of $90.61, subjects being assessed at $66.54. Out of these 135 sales, there are 3 sales most relative in comparison to the subject property, and they are located on page 26. The subject's property is gross living area of 1611, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, again sitting on 10,000 square foot lot, built 96. Comp 1 has a gross living area of 1516, 2-bedroom, 2-bath. Comp 2 has a living area, gross living area of 1681, 2-bedroom, 2-bath. Comp 3, 1714, gross living area, 3-bedroom, 2-bath. The land sizes of these three range from 10,000 square feet to 11,116. Year built range from 1983 to 1989. Effective year range from 1989 to 1996. Adjusted square feet range from 1912 to 2148. Sell prices range from 150 to 215. At the bottom, you see the weighted mean at 82.63%, square foot rate median of 77.45, subjects being assessed at 66.54. Page 27 is the area map and the property record cards behind that of these three comparables. That concludes the property appraiser's packet.
This picture on page 29 looks like you're holding a gun.
Oh.
What's that?
So this picture on page 29 looks like somebody's holding a pistol.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Petitioner. I have your packet here. It is going to be identified as PET1. You'd like to describe it?
Yes. In this case, we're presenting on 3 sales. We weren't as proximate in all our sales as we have been in the last 2, unfortunately. Not sure why for whatever reason, we couldn't find any that fit our criteria. More proximate. We have one that's pretty close, but the other 2 are a little over a mile. You see, they're all 2020 sales, all qualified, 01 self-qualification code. You see, we got adjustments. We got like some nominal lot size adjustments, some larger effective year built adjustments in this case, and also total adjusted area adjustments. After all adjustments, we're coming in between 90,950 and 172,100. The median being 112,300, which is our value estimate.
Okay. All right. So you're of the opinion the value's gone down since it was purchased in 2017.
According to this analysis, yes.
Okay. Based on condition, based on what? Market or condition or what?
Well, I mean, boy, this was just sold. According to, when was this sold? According to the information I have, it was last month or, you know, a month and a half ago. For On page two of our analysis, according to the information we had, it was sold on October of 2021 for $127,000.
Okay.
Which is, you know, well below the current market value as of now. I mean, I'm not basing my analysis on that. I don't know the conditions of that sale. I don't know if it was arm's length or what. I really don't know.
Okay, so that's not.
We didn't look at that at all. We did a market analysis, you know, based on what we thought were relevant sales.
It says in the tax roll, on the tax roll, it says the owner is Progress Residential Borrower LLC. Shows that there was a sale, qualified sale, 2017. For $127,000.
Oh, so probably I don't know, but for whatever reason, the date that we have on ours has 10/20/21. If you look on page two,
okay, this has,
that was reported to us by our client, and I don't always put a whole lot of weight on that.
Okay.
So you're saying it was 2017. For
127.
6/12/2017,
it says on the.
Yeah, no, I'm sure that's correct. I'm not disputing that.
Okay. All right. One other question about your. You're mentioning location, proximity, and those things. Are you of the opinion that if. Regardless of whether the property is within the same subdivision, that it's more similar, closer. I mean, if it's within the same residential area.
We put a lot of weight on proximity. We like to select sales that are very close. And I just say no person selected these. This is all automated. We feed in parameters and try to, you know, criteria. And try to get, you know, stuff within a certain criteria. And I guess these are the closest we could find. You know, one is fine within about 0.35 miles away. The other two are a bit distance. I'm not saying those are not relevant. We just prefer to be closer when we can. I don't know why we weren't able to find anything closer in this case. It looked like the property appraiser had to go quite a distance for two of their sales, too.
All right. Well, I mean, it appears from the listing that the neighborhood is very large. So when you say no person selected these sales, how did they get selected?
It's an automated tool.
Oh, so there's nobody making any judgments on whether these sales are good or bad, or
it's an automated tool. We know if they're qualified or not. We try to select stuff within a certain, you know, actual year built, effective year built, similar to the subject, lot size, improvement quality, construction class, our adjusted area. We try to be within parameters of that, and these were the best that our tool could find.
Okay, so, I mean, is there some, is it just, is it coincidence that they're the lowest ones, or is that part of the tool?
What did you say?
I said, is it a coincidence that the sale prices are the lowest ones, or is that part of the?
That's a coincidence completely.
Okay.
By the way, they're not. We have the highest sale presented, $226,000, and our other one is higher than two of theirs. We do have one that's the lowest. And that's a complete coincidence. There is no consideration given the sale price. We do not select sales trying to file petitions. Mr. Hicks.
Yes, sir.
I mean, we're responsible for, you know, hundreds, thousands of properties. I don't remember. I don't know exactly off the top of my head. We probably only file appeals on, less than 10% of the properties that we are responsible for in this county.
Okay.
We file a lot of petitions, but it's actually very, very few compared to how many properties we're responsible for.
Right.
So please don't think that we're not mass appealing. We do not do that.
Okay. Okay. Well, and that's not, that wasn't really what I was going at, but I, you know, when I have, you know, two different data sets and there's no real rebuttal on either side from as to why the other ones aren't appropriate, then I have to make that decision without seeing these properties, knowing anything about the sales, knowing anything about the condition, just based on what I'm provided. And so you can understand how it's difficult to try to reconcile that when I have less information than everyone else.
Understood.
Okay.
Do I do rebuttal on this? Or?
Sure. Yes. Yes, sir.
Again, I'll try to speed it up. In the top right-hand corner on the PEA's market value, if you took 137,604 divided by their 2395, it equates to $57.45. Looking at the ranges in the located in the bottom right-hand corner, the red and blue, either one, they range from 3797 to 7186. And the blue is 3603 to 6715. Again, using their cost of sale, et cetera, these properties are based on their methodology, that $57.45 falls within the range.
Okay.
And then obviously we put our CAMA developed attached with it.
One other question. So on this, listing of all the sales within the Spring Hill Unit 9 subdivision area, there's the square foot median and mean shown again. Now that those per square foot numbers are for the sale prices,
that's
right?
For the sale, based on sale prices.
That's
yes.
Just the sale price. Those medians are just the sale price less the features divided by the size.
Yes, right. Yes, sir.
Okay. And again, without any adjustment for?
No, sir.
Okay.
No adjustments made to that.
Okay, I just wanted to verify.
The only thing that I, again, the weighted mean is showing what we're assessing it to the sale price, but those rates or means, either one of those are not.
All right. Of the sale.
Including prior, cost of sale.
Prior to any adjustment for cost of sale.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's why I just wanted to make sure of that. Okay. Petitioner, do you have a rebuttal?
Yeah, I'm just going to touch on this again. I'm not sure because I don't see what the property appraiser is doing when they're with my evidence, and they're saying that it supports their value, I think, somehow. But again, look at the cost of sale adjusted sale prices for my three comps. One of them does support their value. Comp one does support their value. The other two do not support their value. Our value estimate is based on the meaning of those.
Right.
I don't think multiplying the subject's total adjusted area by any, you know, average price per square foot or whatever they're doing there, I don't think it's really relevant.
Yeah,
just look at the cost of sales.
I'm not sure it's relevant. I don't think it's relevant either.
And, yeah, and as far as their evidence in this case, I mean, just got to look at their square foot rate median, you know, which they've highlighted as 77.45, applying cost of sale to that, a 15% yield, 65.83 per square foot. You know, a little bit below their 66.54, but what? they're putting in blue down below that.
Wait, what page are we on? What page is it? What page are we on? Are you talking about?
I'm looking at their evidence on their where they have their three sales that they selected, and their square foot rate median of 77.45. If you apply, you know, the same thing you've been talking about, you apply cost of sale adjustment to that. 77.45 times 0.85 is 65.83, which is below the 66.54 per square foot that the subject is assessed at. So, you know, based on their median, supports a reduction,
I think the way it should be I think the way it should be calculated is that you take that number, the 77, and apply it to the adjusted square foot 1912 times, and add. You have to add back the. I used the wrong number. 7745 times the effective size, which is 2023 And then you have to add back in the features, because that's been taken out.
Yeah, and then take 85% of that, and you'll have support, say, in this case, a very nominal reduction.
135,731.
Yeah. I'm not doing all that. I'm just taking that median rate and multiplying it times 0.85, and it
right.
shows that it's 166.54. I'm assuming the feature value isn't that high, so it's going to make that much of a difference.
Okay.
So I'm just saying that, based on their numbers here, it supports a reduction. Again, very nominal in this case. The last case was huge, but this is very nominal.
Okay. Anything further on this one?
No, sir.
No, sir.
The next case is 2021-099. Key number is 561886. Property proof, we have evidence. Be marked as PAOA. Okay, if you could confirm the values for the record, describe the property, and explain how you made your assessment.
Yeah, sure. Key number is 561886, petition 099. The just value of the property is $222,922. The assessed value is $210,245. I'm having a hard time with that one.
Yep.
$210,245. Taxable value is the same. The subject is a detached single-family residence located at 11485 Viking Street, which is located in neighborhood 5160. The property last sold in October of 2012 for $107,000. Looks like the seller was a bank. The lot size is 12,062 square feet. Home was built in 2006, having an effective year of 2006. The living area of the structure consists of 2,528 square feet, having an adjusted square feet of 2,898, and having 3,265 total square feet under the roof. There's no swimming pool included in the exterior features of the property. Pages 1-3 of the subject's property record card. Page 4, you'll see the vacant land cell synopsis. Page 5-6 are the vacant land cells analysis. We provide these analyses to help support our cost approach on our property record cards. An income approach was not derived due to lack of sales data or rent data. If you turn to page 22, you'll find the comparables that were used to support the property appraiser's 2021 value. Comp 1 is a, again, I'm referring to page 22. Comp 1 is having 2,356 square feet, 4-bedroom, 3-bath. Comp 2, 2,404 gross living, 3-bedroom, 3-bath. Comp 3 is 2,356 gross living with 3-bedroom, 3-bath. Square foot rate median of these properties are 8,725, subjects being assessed at 7,612. This concludes the property appraiser's packet today.
Petitioner, I have a package for you that's going to be marked as PET1.
Okay, in this case, we're presenting 3 sales. This case, all within about 2/3 of a mile. Subject property, pretty much have it bracketed in location. All are 2020 sales, ranging from 155.9 to 253. All qualified sales, no adjustments for lot size. We have, it's comp three has an effective year bill adjustment. Comps one and two have upward total adjusted area adjustments. After all adjustments, we're coming in between 144, 915, and 227.50, the median being 192,600, which is our value estimate.
Okay, and there's a different adjustment factor for the effective age on this one. Is there a reason for that?
Every case is different. The numbers that are presented for the comps and, you know, for the improvement values and stuff like that are going to be different. So we're going to have different numbers on different ones.
And what was the basis of those, though? It's not age life?
Not exactly, no.
Okay. And I also noticed that these are all superior, I guess? Oh, no, I'm looking at the wrong line, sorry. One, two, three.
Not sure what you're looking at.
I was looking at the cost of sale. Okay. Oh, I see. Okay. Rebuttal by the property appraiser?
Our rebuttal would be that the PA's market value of $222,922 falls within the range of their minimum and maximum, which is $144,915 to $227,050. That's
okay.
It.
Petitioner, do you have any rebuttal?
Yes. Looking at the property appraiser's three sales, the median 8725 with a 15% cost of sale adjustment applied yield 7416, lower than their 7612. Same with their mean 8582, apply 15% cost of sale yield 7295, again lower than the 7612 per square foot for the subject property's assessment. So based on their analysis, support a reduction.
Okay. All right, anything further on this one?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Thank you. All right, we're going to move to petition number 21-100. The key number is 1568075. The property appraiser, do you have evidence? Be marked as PAOA. If you could confirm the values for the record and describe the property and explain how you made your assessment.
Yes, sir. The just value is $191,707. The assessed and taxable values are $191,707. The subject is a detached single-family residence located at 13210 Haverhill Drive, which is located in neighborhood 3601. This property last sold November 13th, 2012 for $109,900. Home sits on a 7,150 square foot lot. Home was built in 2006, having an effective year of 2006. The living area of the structure consists of 2,140 square feet, having adjusted square feet of 2,473. In total square feet under roof is 2,818. No swimming pool is included in the exterior features. The subject's market value again is $191,707 or $76.69 per adjusted square foot. Pages 1 through 3 is the subject's property record card. Page 4 is vacant land sales synopsis. Page 5 through 11 are the property appraisers' sales analysis. Referring to page 10, there were 119 property sales within this neighborhood of 3601. Out of those 119 property sales, 6 sales were most relative to the subject, which are located on page 11. On page 11, the comparables 1 through 6. Again, ranging from a gross living area 2,075 to 2,185, subjects at 2,140, subjects at 4-bedroom, 2-bath. These properties, as you can see below, are 4.3s or 4.2s. The subject's property is 7,150 square feet. These comparable land sizes range from 7,150 up to 10,000 square foot lots. As you can see, there's no features. They're all similar in feature values. All the comparables are the same as subject. Year built, 2006. All but one of the comparables have an effective age of 2008. The rest are the same as subject, 2006. Adjusted square foot, subjects 2,473. Comparables range from 2,369 to 2,585. At the end of the day, the weighted mean is 8,766, square foot rate median of 8,379, the subjects being assessed at 7,669. This concludes the property appraiser's case today.
Okay. Petitioner, I have your package of evidence labeled PET1. Would you like to describe it?
Okay, in this case, representing 3 sales, all very, very proximate to the subject property. Well within a quarter mile, same little section of the neighborhood that the subject's in. My sales range from 188.5 to 210, all 2020 sales, all qualified. We actually have one sale at Cobbler Property Appraisal in this case. My 2 is their 5, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure that's correct. The only adjustments we have are for living, for adjusted area for comps 1 and 3. So very light adjustments on this one. After all adjustments were coming in between 151, 825, and 187, a median of 173. Which is our value estimate.
Okay.
2 comps, by the way, are across the street, and one of those is, not exactly across the street, but, you know, on the same street, right down the road. One of those is one of them we have in common with the property appraiser.
All right.
The property appraiser would like to add just a note that even though we did not select properties within the same quarter of a mile, that the properties that we selected, all the comparables have the same amenities as the subject. They all are gated sections. They all have access to a clubhouse, swimming pool, gym, etc.
Uh-huh.
So at the end of the day, they are all similar properties.
Okay. Do you have any rebuttal?
I've supplied. It's the same argument.
Okay.
As all of them.
All right. Okay. And no specific comments about their sales?
They comp one has a gross living, again, I don't think, most of my sizes and stuff y'all are saying is irrelevant, so there's no sense of going into the gross living sizes compared to the subject. But no, they're all within the same community and sold in 2020, so yes, sir, we're good.
Okay, petitioner, do you have rebuttal?
Just the same as I had the last couple. Based on their six sales, the median and the mean, fly cost sale adjustment to either one of those, and supports, in this case, a pretty decent reduction. That's it.
Okay. All right. Bring this case to a close, and we'll move on to 101. This is petition number 2021-101, and the key number is 1590647. Petition, property appraiser, do you have any evidence? Thank you. We'll mark this
as
DALA.
The just value of this property is $214,726. The assessed value and taxable value are the same at $199,605. The subject is a detached single-family residence located at 7575 Fairmont Drive, which is located in the neighborhood Avalon 15, or AVLN 15. This property last sold on June 2018 for $186,000, sitting on a lot of that has 6,074 square feet. The home was built in 2006, having an effective age of 2006. There's no swimming pool included in the exterior features of the subject. If you turn to again, this has been stated in kind of an umbrella for all of them. The income approach was considered but not yet developed by the PA's office due to lack of sufficient rental income expense data to develop a credible opinion of value. Currently, the highest and best use of the property is single-family residence. The turning to page 9. There were 199 property transactions of arm's length transactions within this neighborhood. Out of these 99 property sales, the property appraiser selected four sales that were most relative to the subject. Those are located on page 10. Again, the subject property's gross living is 2150. The comparables range from 2072 to 2080 in gross living area. The subject is a three bedroom, two bath. Comparables 1 through 4 are all three bedrooms, two baths. The subject lot size 6,074. The comparables lot size range from 5,500 to 7,614. The feature values are all similar, around $1,239 to $2,000. So in essence, no swimming pool is included. Subject's year built is 2006. Comparables range from 2006 to 2007 year built. Subject's effective year is 2006. Comparables range from 2006 to 2009. The subject adjusted square feet is 2378. Comparables range from 2330 to 2362. Sell prices, these comparables range from 212,900 to 235. The weighted mean of these properties is $97.03. Square foot rate median of 9320. Subjects being assessed at 8954. The property record cards are behind of these comparables following that. This concludes the property appraiser's packet today.
Okay. Petitioner, I have a package for you that's going to be marked as PET 1.
Okay, thank you very much. This case representing Nice. In fact, no adjustments applied to any of the sales. Our median comes in at $183,400 after all adjustments, including cost of sale, and after our value estimate.
Okay. Property appraiser, do you have rebuttal?
Property appraiser, we'd just like to note that the gross living area of the subject is $2,150. Their comparable one gross living is $2,072. Comparable two has a gross living of $1,871. Comp three is $2,072 gross living. And comp four is $1,846. In essence, comp two and comp four, I would think, would be inferior to the subject.
These sizes shown are the total under roof?
Yes, sir. That's on every packet they have. The sizes that they're making adjustments to is everything underneath the roof. Garages, porches, lanais, everything.
All right. So petitioner, you're looking at this on an overall price basis?
Yeah, I mean, I'm treating the total adjusted area pretty much like it's living here. I know it's not. I explained that earlier. It's the only number we had to go from. So, it sounds like some of those would have warranted a reduction, an adjustment of some type. But I don't have that information.
Okay.
Regardless, I think I forgot to mention, we actually have two sales in common. My one is their four, my three is their three. And just based on their analysis, based on their own median
Next petition is number 21-103. The key number is 641540. Property appraiser, do you have evidence?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Mark that as PAOA. Thank you. All right, if you could confirm the value on the record and describe this property and how you made your assessment.
Yes, sir. The just value of the property is $212,887. The assessed and taxable both the same at $212,887. The subject is a detached single-family residence located at 1415 Kingmont Street, which is located in neighborhood 5240. This property last sold January of 2013 for $127,000. The home sits on a 10,000 square foot lot, was built in 2004, having an effective year of 2004. The living area of the structure consists of 2,364 square feet, has an adjusted square feet of 2836. Total square feet under roof is 3326. There's no swimming pool included in the exterior features of the subject's property. Again, the subject's value is $212,887 or $74.43 per adjusted square foot. Pages 1 through 3, you'll find the subject's property record card. Page 4 is vacant land sales synopsis. Pages 5 through 6 are the vacant land sales analysis. These are being provided to help support the cost approach, which is located on the property record cards. Page 17 through 21 is the improved property sales analysis. Thank you. referring to page 20. My apologies. Page is 19. There were 54 property sales in neighborhood 5240. Out of these 54 property sales, there was only one that was relative to the subject. So we expanded the search within the subject's market area. And you'll find that on page 20. There were 9 sales selected. Of these 9 sales, we narrowed them down to 4 comparables that were most relative to the subject, and they are located on page 21. Page 21, you'll see at the top of the subject's property has a gross living area again of 2364. Comparables 1 through 4 range from 2276 gross living area to 2439. The subject's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. As you can see, comps 1 through 4, they range from 4 bedrooms, 3-bath, all the way down to a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. The subject sits, again, 10,000 square foot lot. These properties, comp 1 through 4, are 10,000 square foot up to 18,855 square feet. Subject property has $1,803 in Feature values selected to the comparables range from 2511 to 3669. The year built of the comparables range from 2003 to 2008. Subject's a 2004 year built. Comparables effective year range from 2003 to 2010. Subject's a 2004 effective year. Subject's adjusted square foot is 2836. Comparables range from 2614 to 2900. The sales range from $199,000 to $250,000. These properties selected have a weighted mean of 95.54%, square foot rate median of 8390, subjects being assessed at 7443. Behind this, you'll see the area map of the comparables versus to the subject, and then in property record cards of these comparables. This concludes the property appraiser's case.
So on this one, you went outside of the neighborhood?
Yes, sir, to find more relative and comparison properties. Yes, sir, but it's still within the Spring Hill market area.
But these, but the ones on page 17 through 19 were the ones in the neighborhood? All right.
Bear with me 1 second, please.
Okay.
Thank you. So pages 17 through 19 are the 54 property sales within 5240. Yes, sir.
Okay. So you said that there was only one that was similar?
Most relative in comparison as far as the age of the home. It was a year built 2004, so you could see all the ones that were selected from 1999 to 2006 range.
Right.
And then I went on to get the not only the year built, but the effective age. The effective age of the subjects of 2004.
So it's basically the size that was...
Trying to look through these cells to find, again, most relative in size, not only in size, the land size, the building size, you know, features, you name it, because there's some that might be relative, but they had a swimming pool, so I didn't include them.
I see.
But again, those could be used. You'd back out the swimming pool, I guess, and put an inferior adjustment to them. But again, I was just looking at more relative in comparison.
Okay.
Again, if you looked at,
just scanning this list and seeing what you highlighted on here, it appears that the only one that was selected was based on this one with the larger building area. I guess that was what you keyed in on, I guess.
Right, and then none of these don't show how much the base square foot of the bedroom bathroom counts. I didn't include all, dissected that low on this particular one, but if you look at page 20, I did include that, but that's again going outside the market area, or stay going out of the neighborhood, but within the market area, sorry. I did include, of those nine cells, I did include the base square foot, the bedroom counts, if they were two-story, one-story. I tried to break the analysis down a little further to find more relativeness.
Okay, and then on the map, is there just one map, or this map has...
Page 22?
Yeah, four sales out of the...
Well, the ones that we're using to defend our value would be on page 21. The four comparables.
Oh, okay. I was looking at 20. I was thinking that was it. Okay, page 20. Okay, so there's the four sales. I see. So these are in surrounding neighborhoods in this area?
Yeah, so they're all Spring Hill unit. As you can see, Spring Hill Drive. You got a south side of Spring Hill Drive and a north side of Spring Hill Drive, but it's still all within the same market area. They still got the same shopping centers and right. I mean, amenities all within the same 2 mile radius. I don't know what the where we're starting to skate along, how far out we can we go, but I don't know if going over 2 miles is, or 1 mile is getting out of the picture. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's not, like you said, same demographic, same type of house and all those things. Just interesting that this one house is so much larger than everybody else.
That it, you'll see in another one down in a few minutes that it seems like once the house gets over a certain size, the demand for that size isn't as desirable as maybe something that's in a 1900 base square foot range compared to a home that's 3,000. You get over in 3,000 base living area, you're getting less sales data available.
There's some obsolescence in that.
Yes, sir.
Super adequacy, they call that.
Super adequacy, exactly.
Yes, sir. Okay, so the subject is also large.
The subject has a gross living area of 2364. Yes, sir. And total adjusted square feet of 2836. Again, I'm trying to be as transparent of where my sales come from. That's the reason why I supplied all the sales data. Again, any sales could be used. I was just trying to be as transparent as possible.
It's helpful to have more information than less, for sure. Okay, petitioner, I have a package labeled PET1.
Yes, and in this case, we're presenting three sales. All within two-thirds of a mile, all 2020 sales, all qualified. They range from $209,000 to $221,000. I do note that all of them are quite a bit smaller than the subject property. These are probably why the property appraiser didn't select any of them, based on total adjusted area, which I'm sure the living area is quite a bit smaller, too. But just so you know, I think our cutoff is 20%. Of the size is that for that parameter. So all these are within 20% of the total adjusted area and upward adjustments for all of them. The only other adjustments are for effective year built, one up, one down. After all adjustments, we're actually coming in at a pretty tight range of 195, 750 to 204, 850 with the median of 199, 750. Our value estimate is that rounded to the nearest $100, which is
$199,800. Okay. Any rebuttal by the property appraiser?
PA's market value is $212,887. Their minimum and maximum range at the bottom, including cost of sale, is $195,750 to $204,850. There, like you did say, there are a couple of them that the gross living area, but in this case, you did make an inferior adjustment to those. But as you had stated before, that your $35 a square foot might be very conservative. So again, and you use 35 square feet adjustment. Again, I know inferior or superior adjustments, but at the end of the day, if $50 a square foot were used compared to 35, would that increase this rate and be more where the market value, the property appraisal market value would be? Again, just something to consider.
Okay. Petitioner, do you have any rebuttal?
Yeah, same as I've had the whole, for almost every case.
All right, we can incorporate that by reference.
Sorry?
We can incorporate that by reference, unless you have specific, something specific to this case.
Well, I don't feel like I need to do the numbers, because I think you understand what I'm getting at. But based on their mean and median, with their cost sale adjustment applied, supports a decent reduction.
Right. Okay. All right, that'll bring this case to a close, and we'll move on to the next one. This is 21-104, key number 842707. Does the property appraiser have any evidence?
Yes, sir.
Mark that as a PAOA. Get the sticker off.
Okay.
If you could verify the values for the record, describe the property, and explain how you made your assessment.
Yes, sir.
Petition 104, key number 842707. The just value is $160,669. The assessed and taxable value the same at $160,669. The subject is a detached single family residence located at 5238 Woodridge Lane, which is located in neighborhood 5180. The property last sold October 2012 for $80,000. It shows that a bank sold the property. It was in a bank's name. The lot size is 8295. Home has a year built 2005, effective year 2005, and a living area of 1913. Adjusted square feet of 2139. Total square feet under roof is 2336. No swimming pool is included in the exterior features of this property. Per the adjusted square foot, the PA is assessing them at $74.05. Pages 1 through 3 is the subject's property record card. Pages 4 through 6 is our vacant land, or I'm sorry, 4 through 15 is our vacant land information. Again, to help support our cost approach on our property record cards. Pages 16 through 22 are all the improved property sales within Spring Hill Unit 18 replat or neighborhood 5180. There were 149 property sales within this area. Out of these 149 sales, 5 sales were most relative to the subject. And you'll find those sales on page 23. Page 23, you'll find the 5 comparables with the base living area ranging from 1728 to 1974. 3-bedroom, 2 baths to 4 bedrooms, 2 baths. Subjects at 4-2. Subject sitting on a subject property sitting, subject property is 8,295 square feet in land size. The comparables land size range from 7,839 to 12,366 square feet. The feature values are all similar in value, meaning there's no swimming pools included. Subjects year built 2005, comparables range from 2003 to 2006 year built. Subjects effective year is 2005. Comparables range from 2003 to 2008. Subjects adjusted square footage size is 2139. Comparables range from 2000 to 2206. Subject is being assessed at $160,669. Property sales range from 171 to 220. The square foot rate meeting these properties are 9427, subjects being assessed at 7405. Page 24 is the area map of the comparables in relation to the subject. And the property record cards of those comparables are behind that. This concludes the property appraiser's case today.
All right. Petitioner, I have a package. We'll mark PET1.
Okay. In this case, we're presenting three sales. Once again, all very, very popular, the subject property. You can see all 2020 sales, all qualified sales. We have one in common with the property appraiser. My sell one is their sell one. Sales range from 109.9 to 175. It's obvious that my sell number two sold very low compared to the other two and compared to anything else presented here. So, I mean, it was a qualified sale, but I'm not sure why it sold so low. So, I mean, I think you probably should throw it out and not consider it. My value estimate isn't going to change any. Because I'm based on median, and my median and my high are almost the same. So, I would throw out sale number two. I know that it looks like it might be backs to power lines. That might be why. I'm not sure those are power lines. That's what it looks like in the overhead, the aerial. Let me see. We got some adjustments for adjusted area, and it looks like that's all the adjustments we have. All upward. Based on all the median of our sales is 153,000, that's our value estimate.
Okay. Property appraiser, a rebuttal?
Comparable one has a gross living of 1809. Comparable two of the petitioners is gross living here 1535, and the third one is 1549. I do see an adjustment, but again, is that adjustment light or not?
For that size?
Yes, sir. I mean, okay. About 400 square feet, possibly plus or minus bigger, and there's a 12,600 superior adjustment and a 6,000 superior adjustment.
Okay.
Again, nothing wrong with their comparables. I just question maybe their adjustments. That concludes my rebuttal.
All right. Petitioner, do you have a rebuttal?
I've got nothing further on this one.
Hearing to a close. I'm going to do one more, and then we're going to go off the record if we have to switch out the tape and maybe take a break.
Perfect.
So I'm getting a headache. I need something to eat. Okay, so this is petition number 21-105. The key number is 278728. Property appraiser has provided a package of evidence that we will label as PAOA. If you would like to confirm the value on the record and describe the property and explain how you made your assessment.
Yes, sir. The just value of the property is $162,457. The assessed and taxable value are the same at $159,000. The subject is a detached single-family residence located at 10261 Heathcliff Street, which is located in neighborhood 5080. The property, or the subject property, last sold January 2013. for $103,000 from, the owner was a financial institution. The home sits on a 11,997 square foot lot, built in 2005, effective year 2005, living area of 1734, adjusted square feet of 1974. Total square feet under roof is 2190. No swimming pool included in the exterior features. Again, the subject's market value is $162,457 or being assessed at $80.92 per adjusted square foot. Pages 1 through 3, you'll find the subject's property record card. Pages 4 through 15 are our vacant land synopsis, sales analysis, and map grid, property record cards. The vacant lands information is being included to help support our cost approach on our property record cards. Pages 16 through 21, you'll see all the sales within 5080, the neighborhood 5080 or Spring Hill Unit 8. There were 109 property sales within this area. Out of these 109 sales, there were 4 sales most relative to the subject. And you'll find those on page 22. As you can see, the subject, again, I'll reiterate, has a gross living of 1734. The comparables ranging from 1532 to 1656. Subject has a 4-bedroom, 2-bath. The comparables 1 through 4 range from 3 bedrooms, 2 baths to 2 bedroom, 2 baths. The lot size of the subject, again, 11,997 square feet. The comparable sizes of land ran from 10,000 square feet to 10,337. Again, the feature values are all in line, similar, no swimming pools. Subject year built 2005. Comparables range year built 1996 to 2005. Subject effective year is 2005. Comparables range from 2003 to 2005. Subject's adjusted square foot, again 1974. Comparables range from 1817 to 1950. Adjusted square feet, or the total square feet of the subject is 2190. The comparables total square feet range from 2046 to 2258. Subject property is 162,457 assessed. Sales range from 166,000 to 200,000. The weighted mean of these properties are being assessed at 85.86% to the sale price. Square foot rate median is $90.96. Subjects being assessed at $80.92. The property appraiser has considered the criteria 8, cost of sale. Page 23 is the area map. Shows the comparables relative to the subject. And after that is the property record cards of the comparables. This concludes the property appraiser's petition or information.
Okay. All right, petitioner, I have a package labeled PET1.
Hey, in this case we presented 4 sales in the subject's general market area, all within about 2/3 of a mile in this case. All 2020 sales all qualified. They range from 166 to 200,000. 2 on common, the property appraiser. My 3 is their 1, and my 4 is their 4, I believe. No adjustments for anything in this one. Our median is $153,000, which is our value estimate.
Okay. All right. Now, any rebuttal from the property appraiser?
Comparable one has a gross living of $1,430 to the gross living of $1,734 to the subject. I would imagine, in my opinion, the inferior or a superior adjustment should have been possibly considered. Other than that, no, sir.
Okay. And petitioner, do you have any rebuttal?
Just the same as earlier regarding the median and mean of the property appraiser's evidence with cost of self-consideration. They'll support a pretty decent reduction.
Okay. All right, that'll bring that case to a close, and we will take a 30-minute break. 30 minutes. I just have to get some, go grab something to eat. Is that all right with everybody?
Whatever works for
that's
you.
That's fine. So you want me to call back?
That'd be best, probably. Yes, just call back. You'll already be sworn in, so you don't have to do that again.
So 11.
11:30. Is that good?
Oh yeah, sure.
Okay. I appreciate it.
11:30. Sounds good. No problem. I'll call back. Thank you.
Thank you.